This is the reading for April 24th, Psalm 114. When the Israelites went out of Egypt, the people of Jacob left that foreign country. Then Judah became God's holy place. Israel became the land he ruled. The Red Sea looked and ran away. The Jordan River turned back. The mountains danced like sheep and the hills like little lambs. Sea, why did you run away? Jordan, why did you turn back? Mountains, why did you dance like sheep? Hills, why did you dance like little lambs? Earth, shake with fear before the Lord, before the God of Jacob. He turned a rock into a pool of water, a hard rock into a spring of water. Judges chapter 15. At the time of the wheat harvest, Samson went to visit his wife, taking a young goat with him. He said, "I'm going to my wife's room," but her father would not let him go in. He said to Samson, "I thought you really hated your wife, so I gave her to your best man. Her younger sister is more beautiful. Take her instead." But Samson said to them, "This time no one will blame me for hurting you Philistines." So Samson went out and caught 300 foxes. He took 2 foxes at a time, tied their tails together, and then tied a torch to the tails of each pair of foxes. After he lit the torches, he let the foxes loose in the grain fields of the Philistines, so that he burned up their standing grain, the piles of grain, their vineyards, and their olive trees. The Philistines asked, "Who did this?" Someone told them, "Samson, the son-in-law of the man from Timnah, did this because his father-in-law gave his wife to his best man." So the Philistines burned Samson's wife and her father to death. Then Samson said to the Philistines, "Since you did this, I won't stop until I pay you back." Samson attacked the Philistines and killed many of them. Then he went down and stayed in a cave in the rock of Etam. The Philistines went up and camped in the land of Judah near a place named Lehi. The men of Judah asked them, "Why have you come here to fight us?" They answered, "We have come to make Samson our prisoner, to pay him back for what he did to our people." Then 3,000 men of Judah went to the cave in the rock of Etam and said to Samson, "What have you done to us? Don't you know that the Philistines rule over us?" Samson answered, "I only paid them back for what they did to me." Then they said to him, "We have come to tie you up and to hand you over to the Philistines." Samson said to them, "Promise me you will not hurt me yourselves." The men from Judah said, "We agree. We will just tie you up and give you to the Philistines. We will not kill you." So they tied Samson with 2 new ropes and led him up from the cave in the rock. When Samson came to the place named Lehi, the Philistines came to meet him, shouting for joy. Then the Spirit of the Lord entered Samson and gave him great power. The ropes on him weakened like burned strings and fell off his hands. Samson found the jawbone of a dead donkey, took it, and killed 1,000 men with it. Then Samson said, "With a donkey's jawbone, I made donkeys out of them. With a donkey's jawbone, I killed 1,000 men." When he finished speaking, he threw away the jawbone, so that place was named Ramath-Lehi. Samson was very thirsty, so he cried out to the Lord, "You gave me, your servant, this great victory. Do I have to die of thirst now? Do I have to be captured by people who are not circumcised?" Then God opened up a hole in the ground at Lehi, and water came out. When Samson drank, he felt better. He felt strong again. So he named that spring Collar Spring, which is still in Lehi. Samson judged Israel for 20 years in the days of the Philistines. Judges chapter 16. One day Samson went to Gaza and saw a prostitute there. He went in to spend the night with her. When the people of Gaza heard, "Samson has come here," they surrounded the place and waited for him near the city gate all night. They whispered to each other, "When dawn comes, we will kill Samson." But Samson only stayed with the prostitute until midnight. Then he got up, took hold of the doors and the 2 posts of the city gate, and tore them loose along with the bar. He put them on his shoulders and carried them to the top of the hill that faces the city of Hebron. After this, Samson fell in love with a woman named Delilah, who lived in the valley of Sorek. The Philistine rulers went to Delilah and said, "Find out what makes Samson so strong. Trick him into telling you how we can overpower him and capture him and tie him up. If you do this, each one of us will give you 28 pounds of silver." So Delilah said to Samson, "Tell me why you are so strong. How can someone tie you up and capture you?" Samson answered, "Someone would have to tie me up with 7 new bowstrings that have not been dried. Then I would be as weak as any other man." The Philistine rulers brought Delilah 7 new bowstrings that had not been dried, and she tied Samson with them. Some men were hiding in another room. Delilah said to him, "Samson, the Philistines are here." But Samson broke the bowstrings like pieces of burned string, so the Philistines did not find out the secret of Samson's strength. Then Delilah said to Samson, "You made a fool of me. You lied to me. Now tell me how someone can tie you up." Samson said, "They would have to tie me with new ropes that have not been used before. Then I would become as weak as any other man." So Delilah took new ropes and tied Samson. Some men were hiding in another room. She called out to him, "Samson, the Philistines are here." But he broke the ropes as easily as if they were threads. Then Delilah said to Samson, "Again, you have made a fool of me. You lied to me. Tell me how someone can tie you up." He said, "Using the loom, weave the 7 braids of my hair into the cloth and tighten it with a pin. Then I will be as weak as any other man." While Samson slept, Delilah wove the 7 braids of his hair into the cloth. Then she fastened it with a pin. Again she said to him, "Samson, the Philistines are here." Samson woke up and pulled out the pin and the loom with the cloth. Then Delilah said to him, "How can you say I love you when you don't even trust me? This is the 3rd time you have made a fool of me. You haven't told me the secret of your great strength." She kept bothering Samson about his secret day after day until he felt he was going to die. So he told her everything. He said, "I have never had my hair cut because I have been set apart to God as a Nazarite since I was born. If someone shaved my head, I would lose my strength and be as weak as any other man." When Delilah saw that he had told her everything sincerely, she sent a message to the Philistine rulers. She said, "Come back one more time because he has told me everything." So the Philistine rulers came back to Delilah and brought the silver with them. Delilah got Samson to sleep lying in her lap. Then she called in a man to shave off the 7 braids of Samson's hair. In this way she began to make him weak, and his strength left him. Then she said, "Samson, the Philistines are here." He woke up and thought, "I'll leave, as I did before, and shake myself free." But he did not know that the Lord had left him. Then the Philistines captured Samson and tore out his eyes. They took him down to Gaza, where they put bronze chains on him and made him grind grain in the prison. But his hair began to grow again. The Philistine rulers gathered to celebrate and to offer a great sacrifice to their god Dagon. They said, "Our God has handed Samson, our enemy, over to us." When the people saw him, they praised their god, saying, "This man destroyed our country. He killed many of us, but our God handed over our enemy to us." While the people were enjoying the celebration, they said, "Bring Samson out to perform for us." So they brought Samson from the prison, and he performed for them. They made him stand between the pillars. Samson said to the servant holding his hand, "Let me feel the pillars that hold up the temple so I can lean against them." Now the temple was full of men and women. All the Philistine rulers were there, and about 3,000 men and women were on the roof watching Samson perform. Then Samson prayed to the Lord, "Lord God, remember me. God, please give me strength one more time so I can pay these Philistines back for putting out my 2 eyes." Then Samson turned to the 2 center pillars that supported the whole temple. He braced himself between the 2 pillars. With his right hand on one and his left hand on the other, Samson said, "Let me die with these Philistines." Then he pushed as hard as he could, causing the temple to fall on the rulers and all the people in it. So Samson killed more of the Philistines when he died than when he was alive. Samson's brothers and his whole family went down to get his body. They brought him back and buried him in the tomb of Manoah his father, between the cities of Zorah and Eshtaol. Samson was a judge for the people of the Israel for 20 years.
Chapter 18.
Jesus used this illustration with his disciples to show them that they need to pray all the time and never give up. He said, "In a city there was a judge who didn't fear God or respect people. In that city there was also a widow who kept coming to him and saying, 'Give me justice.' For a while, the judge refused to do anything. But then he thought, 'This widow really annoys me. Although I don't fear God or respect people, I'll have to give her justice. Otherwise, she'll keep coming to me until she wears me out.'" The Lord added, "Pay attention to what the dishonest judge thought. Won't God give His chosen people justice when they cry out to Him for help day and night? Is He slow to help them? I can guarantee that He will give them justice quickly. But when the Son of Man comes, will He find faith on earth? Jesus also used this illustration with some who were sure that God approved of them while they looked down on everyone else. He said, "Two men went into the temple courtyard to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee stood up and prayed, 'God, I thank you that I'm not like other people. I'm not a robber or a dishonest person. I haven't committed adultery. I'm not even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and I give you a tenth of my entire income.' But the tax collector was standing at a distance. He wouldn't even look up to heaven. Instead, he became very upset and he said, 'God, be merciful to me, a sinner.' I can guarantee that this tax collector went home with God's approval, but the Pharisee didn't. Everyone who honors himself will be humbled, but the person who humbles himself will be honored." Some people brought infants to Jesus to have him hold them. When the disciples saw this, they told the people not to do that. But Jesus called the infants to him and said, "Don't stop the children from coming to me. Children like these are part of the kingdom of God. I can guarantee this truth. Whoever doesn't receive the kingdom of God as a little child receives it will never enter it." An official asked Jesus, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God. You know the commandments. Never commit adultery. Never murder. Never steal. Never give false testimony. Honor your father and your mother." The official replied, "I've obeyed all these commandments since I was a boy." When Jesus heard this, he said to him, "You still need one thing. Sell everything you have. Distribute the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then follow me." When the official heard this, he became sad because he was very rich. Jesus watched him and said, "How hard it is for rich people to enter the kingdom of God. Indeed, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God." Those who heard him asked, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus said, "The things that are impossible for people to do are possible for God to do." Then Peter said, "We've left everything to follow you." Jesus said to them, "I can guarantee this truth. Anyone who gave up his home, wife, brothers, parents, or children because of the kingdom of God will certainly receive many times as much in this life and will receive eternal life in the world to come." Jesus took the 12 apostles aside and said to them, "We're going to Jerusalem. Everything that the prophets wrote about the Son of Man will come true. He will be handed over to foreigners. They will make fun of him, insult him, spit on him, whip him, and kill him. But on the third day, he will come back to life." But they didn't understand any of this. What he said was a mystery to them, and they didn't know what he meant. As Jesus came near Jericho, a blind man was sitting and begging by the road. When he heard the crowd going by, he tried to find out what was happening. The people told him that Jesus from Nazareth was passing by. Then the blind man shouted, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me!" The people at the front of the crowd told the blind man to be quiet, but he shouted even louder, "Son of David, have mercy on me!" Jesus stopped and ordered them to bring the man to him. When the man came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said, "Lord, I want to see again." Jesus told him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has made you well." Immediately he could see again. He followed Jesus and praised God. All the people saw this, and they too praised God.